Have you ever heard entrepreneurs say that the first million is the hardest to make? Well, for gym owners, the hardest milestone is getting to a consistent $30,000 a month without everything breaking. Here's why. Most workshops, events, coaching programs, they'll teach you how to grow from 10 to 20,000 a month. But those early stage tactics, they start to break when you approach 20 to $25,000 a month. Your workload increases, your staff issues start popping up, retention becomes unstable. And instead of continued growth, you move backwards and you start climbing that same hill over and over again. Listen, gym owners, it's not your fault. It's not your ability to sell, and it's not the lead quality. And the answer just isn't to hustle harder. It's because the systems that you are taught were designed to gain early stage traction and not for scale. And here's another uncomfortable truth, guys. Most gurus teaching you how to grow up never actually owned, operated, and scaled a training gym from $10,000 to $80,000 a month. But guess what, guys? We have, and this month we're pulling back the curtain. We're inviting 15 gym owners into our own training facility right here in Scottsdale, Arizona for a hands-on private workshop. At this event, we'll walk you through the $1 Million Gym Ascension System, a scale-based operating manual that shows you what to focus on at $10,000 a month, what must change at $20,000 a month, why most gyms stall before they hit $30,000 a month, and the exact systems required to scale from $30,000 to $80,000 a month. If your gym's doing okay but feels capped, if you've been investing in coaches before but you quickly scaled past what those mentors were teaching you, and if you're looking for the next system to skyrocket growth, well, guess what, guys? This workshop was built specifically for you. Head on over to mdm.gymbusinesscoach.com. Guys, that's mdm.gymbusinesscoach.com to reserve your spot now. Come see the systems, the standards, and the flow of a true $1 Million training gym in action and unlock the secrets to uncapped growth. We'll see you there.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in the studio with the lights and the screens and the brick wall, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How are we doing today?
Amazing.
Wonderful.
Coolest studio of all time.
Nailed it.
Hey, guys, check us out on YouTube. We got a couple channels firing up. We'll put the link in the show notes. We won't get too deep into it right now, but cool studio. can't complain. All right, so I'm going to take you down a common scenario for a gym here. So you're a gym, your goal is profit, you're kind of stagnant, maybe you're losing some clientele, and you're starting to think about how do I get more gym members in, how do I get more clients, right? So you start looking around, you get hit with some Facebook ads, and there's a gym marketing agency promising you the moon, right? They're promising you 100 new clients in the next 90 days or you don't pay, right? So you look into it. You do a little call with them, and you come to find out it's like they're going to promise X, but in order for them to promise it, they're going to run their play, call it their play or whatever it is. And you as a gym, because you're desperate, you need to get clients in the door or else you're going to go out of business, right? You decide to take the chance. Let me hire this agency, see what they can do for me. You start to learn really quickly what you need to do to deliver on the promise that they're marketing for you. So the promise might be some type of above and beyond product or program or service that you don't offer right now, but you decide you do want to offer it because that's what they're marketing and that's what these people are coming in for. Yeah. And they're willing to pay you X thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars to come in and do your program. Now remember, guys, you're the expert. You're the gym owner. You went to school. You have a degree, whatever it is. You're educated in fitness, health, and nutrition. The agency is not. The agency is in marketing.
Yep.
Their goal is to get you leads, get you clients, get your phone ringing. But in order for them to do that, they need to promise something that's not, 9 times out of 10, not in alignment with what you do at the gym. So you go down this road and you get some clients and you're delivering these seminars and you're having to do this nutrition program and you're doing this extra accountability on the hopes that people are going to stay for the long term. And one thing leads to another. You're broke again. All those clients are gone. You've completely burnt your team out. You're delivering and you've broken all of your systems that got you to here to deliver on what the agency sold. And this is happening still to this day over and over and over again. And we need to educate gym owners quickly that it should not be the agency that calls the shots in regards to what you're selling or marketing towards. They should be asking you 100% day one, who's your avatar, who are you speaking to, what are your programs, what do you offer, what are your services, and they need to market those things.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, because the gym is desperate, they want to know what's working now, what's working for everybody else. You, as the gym owner, decide to break all of your things, even ethics sometimes,
mm-hmm.
to deliver just to get the people in the door. And I want to bring this up because I don't want anybody to fall victim to this, but you have to understand what's happening here. I've even seen agencies go as far as handing nutrition programs to the gym. Here's your nutrition program. Here's your training program. Here's what you're going to do with these people. You're going to do accountability sessions. You're going to do nutrition programs. You're going to do seminars. Here's some supplements. The agency gives the supplements or sells the supplements to the gym. Meanwhile, the gym is just sitting there taking it, being like, okay, I'm just going to do what your agency said because you're so desperate for clients.
To get people in the door. Yeah. Yeah, one thing I think we kind of preface this before we even get into the details of more of those details of those programs is talking about the benefit of what gyms have at their disposal, at their fingertips, and it's the recurring revenue. And it's an ethos of everything that we teach is building recurring revenue around a membership base is how we get gyms to the revenue model, the revenue numbers, 30, 40, 50, 60, upwards of $80,000 a month, that's recurring revenue numbers. That's not a single month. That's not ran this play, ran this challenge, ran this high ticket offer, got that this month. And then look, to your point, next thing you find out is 6 weeks later, those people aren't converting to memberships. Their time with you is ended because that program ended because you're now taking them from what you positioned and brought them in the door with that the agency led you down to believe you have to do, and then trying to convert them into a membership where none of that is the norm. None of that is how you operate and mm-hmm. your beliefs in your gym and the way that you've done, to your point, like built that membership base up to that point, and now all of a sudden there's inconsistency, incongruency, and you can expect a consumer to make the decision to go to leave.
Right, right. They got everything given to them up front, and then when you want them to actually become a member, half of that stuff disappears.
Yeah.
Just interesting, right? And the other thing that challenges or front-end offers or short-term programs or anything with some type of time limit, session count,
results
based. Lump sum fee results promises. What you're doing by doing that is you're telling the client or the market, you're telling the person that you're attracting that fitness is only for this amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
When we all believe, you listening, do you believe that fitness is 10 sessions? Do you believe fitness ends at 6 weeks or 12 weeks? Do you believe that fitness ends at 3 months? Or does fitness end at 20 pounds? The answer is no, it's forever. And so you're already incongruent with what you believe. You believe fitness is forever. We believe it. You believe it listening, right? You wouldn't be in this business if you just thought fitness was a 10-session program in a nutrition plan for 6 weeks, then you wouldn't be in this business.
Mm-hmm.
But when you market for that, you're telling the market, that's all this is. And in your head, you're like, you know it's not what it is, but you're doing it just to get them on the hook to hopefully that they're going to convert. But they're smarter than that. The clients coming in are smarter than that. They are there to go for the program that you sold them on, and then one of two things happens. Either they get the results that they were looking for. Thank you. Got me jump started. I'm on my way. Thanks. I don't need your help anymore. And they leave, and they quit, and they don't convert. Or they fail to get the results that you promised at some level. and they get upset and they say that your program doesn't work, and then they leave and they fail. And either way, you're left with nobody at the end of the day. You sold them a program, you got the money, you spent the money, and you got nobody left.
Yeah.
And if we're being honest, this any marketing that you're trying to do is keep people for the lifestyle, the long term, the lifetime of the of their fitness journey. And doing the things that the agencies are sharing with you're falling for does the opposite.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Yeah, I think you're bringing up a good point that I think gym owners don't think about is the things that you bring to the marketplace and your marketing has a direct effect on your retention. And it's going to have a long-term effect on your retention, right? We've preached the lifestyle client for years now that is visible in the way that we market. It's visible in the language that we use. That is the avatar client that we're looking to bring in the gym. And if we were to change that and go for a short-term results-oriented client, we have over the years. I mean, we've tried, you know, we tried some of those things when we were the agency stuff years and years ago. And exactly to your point, it broke the systems of what we do on a daily basis. It wasn't
congruent. It burnt the coaches out, man.
Oh, for sure.
Coaches were like, oh, great, here comes another program challenge, front end, rapid fat loss.
Let's just say that an agency could provide that type of like influx of new clients. Can your gym take 50 new clients this month with the onboarding, with the delivery, with the way that your gym operates? Could you even possibly do that? I would say most of the gyms that I know couldn't.
No.
Right?
Most gyms can't.
Exactly, right? I mean, we're not talking big box gyms where you've got a sales guy and they're just shelling somebody into the room to go
Group
do their
X.
own workout. Yeah, or yeah, exactly. Just push them into existing classes and stuff like that at scale. Your average training gym can't take that level of influx regardless. So that should be one of your first warnings or first thoughts when it comes to those agency promises. Is that actually in congruence with what I'm actually looking for? Or
yeah. Let's say, yeah, the promise is 50 new clients this month. And if you got 50, what would break? What would break?
Mm-hmm.
What would the service to your current membership base go down? Like, it was just going to take a hit because you're focused all on the front end. And we saw this for years. This isn't new. This happened over the last six or seven years. You can tell I have a teenager, right? Oh my goodness. the revolving door.
Yeah.
It's a revolving door. And then you're just beholden to the agency. So listen, look, this isn't to bash agencies. It isn't. It's
correct.
To bash the programs they're selling you. Agencies serve a purpose to run ads and get you leads, keep an eye and optimize, change the creative, change the copy for the programs that you're offering.
Yeah.
Not to give you the program you should offer. That's the difference what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can run your own programs, your own trials. And that's something else we should probably get into is the trial offer or the front end offer should be 100, just should be congruent with what you offer anyway.
Yeah.
There you go. Just a shorter period. So let's just say you offer three times a week, semi-private training for $100. $100 a week. So it's $400 a month-ish. So you're going to offer a front end program for 2 weeks. It's a trial for $100 for 2 weeks instead of $200 for 2 weeks. It's okay. So it's a little bit of a deal. But the delivery of what they get, that service is identical to what they're going to convert into. So whatever you want them to convert into is what you give them on the front end.
There you go. And you know, like I've used the analogy over the years on the podcast. It reminds, for some reason, this one always stands out, right? It's like a cable company. They always offer these huge front end packages. You get in there. I mean, think about this from the consumer side. As you listening as the owner, right? If you've ever experienced this, because this is essentially what you're doing to your consumers by bringing in these types of programs. It's all inclusive, all of those additional accountability check-ins, you know, a nutrition program that probably isn't what you normally offer for nutrition, or maybe you don't offer nutrition at all. You give them all the bells and whistles for 6 or 12 weeks. And then they hit that end, and then you strip away, you know, 2/3 of that, right? Like the cable companies, you get the NFL package, you get all the Showtime, HBO, all of those things, all of the channels, and then your third month ends. Month four, your programming drops to nothing. You get 8, you know, regular cable channels. Mm-hmm. Cost doesn't change, but you as a consumer are left feeling that void. You're feeling like, oh, well, if they could offer this for that cost, why am I moving forward with...
Or I have to pay more for
it. Or I have to pay more to get what I have had for the last 3 months in your gym, last 6 weeks, 12 weeks.
It seems backwards. You'd like to do... I don't know. I mean, there's... The struggle is getting the clients in the door. Mm-hmm. And so how do you get somebody in the door without some type of hook, whiz-bang thing? Well, you offer what you regularly offer. You tell people, we train people like you. We specialize in X, Y, and Z. We solve these 5 problems. Here's the benefits of coming in here. Here's the results you're going to get. You don't do it by promising some, you know, big weight loss, you know, result, or you over deliver all this front end stuff and strip it away at the end and then charge them more for it. It's just different. So the bottom line is this, guys, I absolutely, you have to run front end offers and programs, hooks, all those things. Be careful what you put out there, mm-hmm. because 2 things happen. 1, you can burn your market out. And 2, you can definitely affect your attrition or your retention, whatever way you want to look at it, by what you offer. If you offer free, nobody shows. If you offer a result-based program, people buy it. They come in. They give you some money up front. They don't stay in the long run. So what we preach is just bring people in on your normal stuff and really focus your marketing on who you serve, not some promises.
And I think that's a very, very important thing is knowing who you serve, not thinking that you, because you have a gym, you may be able to work with everybody. Right? With your specialty, mm-hmm. your knowledge, maybe you could actually help somebody lose weight, help somebody build strength, help somebody over here with their movement and the quality and all of those things. But if you were to look at your client base and look at your programs and really what you bring to the table, it's not for everybody. Mm. And I think that the better you know your avatar client, that empowers you to then understand the messaging, to speak to those people and not everybody. And if you find yourself doing those types of things, then you're going to be, you will be attracting the right type of individual that wants your membership, that is in alignment with the beliefs that you have as a facility, the mm-hmm. type of training that you provide, instead of grasping at straws, throwing it at the wall, hoping something sticks type of thing.
Or just jumping from agency to agency.
Mm-hmm. And I would say that happens because most gym owners don't have a clear understanding of who they serve and how to speak to those individuals to get them through the door.
Yeah. So you just listen to whatever's working now type of thing. And then you have no identity. It's just an interesting, agencies have really hurt this industry. As much as they've helped, they've hurt it worse. And it's like, I don't know. I think gyms, you just need to take control over it. learn it, learn how to market, learn how to, you know, our whole thing is poles in the water, not just be focused on one thing, have a bunch of little things coming in, omnipresence, and learn. Just, you're going to have to learn. This is your business. It's not a hobby. You can't just outsource everything. You wish you could. One of these days, you're going to have to roll up your sleeves and do a little bit of work and learn. What are we? How do we attract the right person here? All right. That's probably why you're listening to this show and you follow us and you take coaching programs and stuff. But yeah, instead of letting the agency run the show, it's time for you guys to take control of your business. So don't let this happen to you in 2026, guys. This is kind of your wake-up call. Like, hey, you got to take ownership of this stuff. It's not easy. I wish it was. What we sell as a product in the fitness space is difficult to sell. It, you know, you're beholden to the fleeting motivation of the client, what their goals is today, like what they feel like doing today. And anytime things get tough, they're, you know, usually fitness is the first thing to get cut out. So it's, you know, it's just trying to attract the right person. And when you do attract the right person, we call it the lifestyle client. When you do attract that person, they stay for decades. I'm looking out on that training floor right now. We have people here 10, 12, 15
literally right now
years.
As we're doing this, I'm watching all of the regulars walk through the door that I've personally known, you know, through 10 years, 12 years of this gym right now at this hour.
Paying that high $400 or $500 bucks a month for 10 or 12 or 15 years. Okay. So, and if you look at how they came in and if you look at what their goals are, they're not what the marketing agencies are pushing out into the market, guys. So hopefully that helps you guys. Jump on it. If you need help, links will be in the show notes. Jump on a call with us. We'd love to help you guys. That's it for the show. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.